Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host for today is Butch Paul, and we'll be bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Tuesday, January 2nd, 2018. Very difficult to say that 2018. But anyway, please welcome Pastor Butch Paul to the program. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon. Happy New Year to you, Melody, and everybody out there. It's hard to believe, but ready or not, it is here.
It is here. Happy New Year to you also and to everyone out there. And you know what? I hear it a lot of different places. It's going to be a very exciting year. Going into last year, I thought we'd have a very hectic year, a very active year. This year, I think it's going to be even more so. It's going to be a very chaotic year, and I think we're going to, those who are sleeping, I think are going to be very surprised with what we endure for this year. So a good year for gold and silver, but you know what people don't get is the higher prices go. I want to see gold at 3,000 and 5,000 and higher, and silver at 100 plus. But when those numbers get that high, there are nasty things that are happening to this country. You know, it's not like when you're rooting for IBM to hit new highs, or if you're rooting for, you know, the cryptocurrencies to be hitting a particular high in some or something like that. When gold and silver hit those highs, there's a lot of things going on, and they're not pleasant,
right? Not for people that haven't invested in it. Sure, certainly is not. They're still on paper. It's going to hurt.
And you know, with high prices, you see social unrest and everything. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on. So let me get to the gold prices. We have gold really moved up after the actual spot market closed at 130. It was up 11 this morning. Then it pulled back to about $8. And after that spot market closed in the aftermarket trading, we're looking up $15.20 at $1,319.
Wow, what a jump. Great.
Yeah, nice jump. Silver up 26 cents today.
Wow.
$17.27. Platinum is up $15 at $948. And palladium was they beat them all up a little over 3%, up $32 at $1,095. USDX today, that is the, I believe, the culprit. I shouldn't say the culprit, but the pusher of the higher gold and silver prices. It was down 0.39 at 91.84. Crude oil was down a couple pennies today at $60.40. And the stock markets today, you know, triple digits, what we expected, but they had a hard time staying up there. It was triple digits early, which I had anticipated, but then they dropped. It was only like 45 at the one time I looked. It was like 45 points to the positive. And now the Dow is ending up 104 points at 24,824. The NASDAQ, a big day for the NASDAQ, closed up over 7,000, up 103 points. That's where all the money went today to push it up to that level, 7,006. The S&P was up 22 at 2,695. The 10-year yield, 2.46%, up 2.5%. European and Asian markets, Hong Kong's the only one that had a big day. Everything else was in negative territory. And you know, it seems like Bitcoin's having a hard time getting out of that 13,000 range, so we'll see where that lands. But, you know, I don't like talking about Bitcoin because it's just a mania. It keeps coming into the forefront. You know, people think that you hear these people out there saying, oh, sell your gold, buy Bitcoin. No, you don't do that. Anyone who tells you to sell your gold to buy Bitcoin, they have a vested interest in Bitcoin. It's the only reason why anybody would tell you to sell your gold and buy cryptocurrencies. But it really is interesting, and we have more and more topics, or we hear more and more discussions about countries that are supposedly backing their currencies or backing their cryptocurrencies. You have Venezuela, who came out and said that they were backing they were coming up with a crypto backed by oil.
Yes. Yes. Well, they're calling it we had the same thing back by oil for years, and it's dropping like a rock now. But you know, petrodollar, petro cryptocurrency. I mean, the dollar worked. Would the cryptocurrency work? I have no idea. But Venezuela is really, really on dangerous ground. They're really struggling. You know that.
Oh, absolutely.
But they were the wealthiest nation, or could have been the wealthiest nation in the world. But their policies, or their fiat currency, caught up to them.
They have the largest oil reserves in the world.
Yes, they do.
And but I find it interesting because back, I believe it was in November, we had where they were defaulting on their debt, where the bond market has basically decided that Venezuela was too big to fail. They came in and, but it was shortly thereafter. My point is the timing. Shortly thereafter, they all of a sudden come up with this cryptocurrency.
And now Russia's coming out with the crypto ruble. Now, yeah, I mean, and both of them are saying because this will keep them from being influenced by outside Western economic sanctions. I mean, that's why Venezuela said they're doing it. That's why Russia said they're doing it. They're going to become independent, so we can't sanction them any longer. I don't know. Will North Korea do it next? I have no idea. But it's certainly catching on around the world all of a sudden.
But what's interesting with Venezuela and Russia, and that's why I brought this up, was because of Russia made the announcement, was Russia confirmed that they have new terms for the existing, $3 billion loan that they had with Venezuela. So, you know, you have all these countries that have the sanctions put on by the U.S., put on by the UN, I guess, and Europe, that I think they're using the crypto area to circumvent these sanctions.
Obviously. Do you think it's possible that other nations may start wanting to pay their debt with cryptocurrencies, which fiat currency, cryptocurrency, they're both basically worthless. Would that happen? Could that happen?
I think anything can happen, but I mean, it's
really.
But again, why would, and again, it, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, the cryptocurrencies is just a forerunner to, you know, the introduction of the, you know, of a universal income or a universal currency and so forth. I definitely do believe that a lot of, and particularly Bitcoin, is being fueled by government money, you know, and I believe it's North Korea. I believe it's China. You're going to see Venezuela in there. You're going to see Russia in there. Now they're going to try to create their own. But the whole point is they're still basically fiat. So back them with oil or back them. I mean, Venezuela said they would back it not only with oil, but they would use diamonds, they would use gold, and they still have some gold left. They didn't sell all their gold yet to pay for their debt. But I'm not quite sure how that actually trickles down to the people, except to the point that they now have some sort of a currency that might provide some sort of confidence to where they could renegotiate their loans, just like they did with Russia, and to stem the drop of their currency to zero, and of course help stem the inflation that they're having and so forth. But
I'm sorry, go ahead. But this is interesting that they are going to back up, they say, with oil, gold, and diamonds, whatever, and that's interesting. That's could work for a while, but long as they're putting out paper monies, that is, so with not hard assets in the people's hands, that can be withdrawn. It was in this country back in 1933, and they can withdraw the hard stuff behind it and just say, hey, it's worth something because we say it is. The same
Absolutely.
Thing happened to silver in 1964. You know, we had real silver back in the dollar. They took the silver out of the coins, and no one really caught on to it. I mean, you still got the green paper. You know, we all still think it's worth something, but we've been duped into a fiat currency system with our eyes wide open.
Yeah, and it's all fine for them. Like if Russia goes on there and Venezuela to where they could trade together, they make their agreements and so forth, you know, because, you know, $3 billion loan to Russia with new terms. I mean, that's just not, you know, I mean, that's a big deal. And so they might be able to work it together, but I'm not sure how the international settlements would accept, you know, even though they might be backed by oil, why would they accept some sort of a crypto, you know, currency from somebody who has all these sanctions on and so forth. So, you know, it's very interesting to see these various countries make these moves. And to me, I think the biggest move is just getting around their sanctions, but also getting away from the U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And how much of this, with the discussions of these cryptocurrencies backed by oil and Russia getting involved, is having the impact that we're seeing on the dollar decline today and of late. You know, the dollar has dropped considerably this past year. So I don't think the cryptocurrencies has anything negative. It doesn't have any connection at all to gold, but it certainly does have a connection to the fiat U.S. dollar. So it's kind of interesting.
It's all fiat. It's all fiat. Mm-hmm. I know what they're saying and going back about gold, but are they going to put the gold in somebody's hand if they say, here's my bitcoins, give me $1,000 worth of real gold in my hand? Are they going to do that, or are they just say it's going back about gold?
They're just going to say it's, well, I'm telling you, it's backed by gold, so it is, by goodness.
You know, I mean, this. I mean, to me, I'd rather have something tangible in my hand. I keep saying this, a silver coin or gold coin in my hand than I would $1,000 of Bitcoin on a computer somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I really would.
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't know. Well, I guess there's still people believe that there's gold in Fort Knox. So, you know, I guess, you know, some people will believe whatever, you know, the government tells them to believe. And I wasn't taught, but in my heart, I knew you always question. Somewhere along the line, I followed the right reasoning.
When you trust people with your livelihood, you're putting too much trust in those people. I understand that you may have somebody that really is trying to do what's right for you, and that's great. But you watch them like a hawk. When they're handling your finances, your family's futures, you don't trust them blindly. You just don't do that. That's insane. That's beyond insane. That's just plain stupid. And we've done that, but look what's cost us.
It's cost us a lot, and it costs a lot of our liberties and freedoms,
exactly,
too. And so it all has a price to pay. And we're going to, you know, the further this goes along, the more we're going to pay. So anyway, great day for gold and silver, 1-800-375-4188. And we're not financial planners, but I'd be getting out of that paper currency. Make sure it's insured. Make sure you're diversified, and make sure your assets are properly divided. And you have something else?
I have nothing to say about the future. I can't predict the future as far as prophesying anything, but I do believe gold and silver are going to make a huge increase this year, and now's the time to get it. It's not going to get any cheaper, folks, so it may dip down a few dollars, but overall it's going to go up tremendously the next year. I do believe that. By the way, I just read an article here that a massive immigration out of the states that are heavy taxers is coming about. People are leaving California and other places where the taxes are, New York. They're trying to get out of those states and move somewhere where the taxes aren't so high. Now, and on top of that now, I think this is kind of plays together. California, the Supreme Court's going to decide if they can cut the public workers' retirement benefits. Now, think about this, Melody. If the taxpayers leave, how are they going to fund those?
Well, of course, they can't fund them now anyway, so...
That's right. But it's going to hurt them that much more when these people leave. So they're going to start cutting the promises they give the people of a guaranteed retirement for the rest of their lives, and the Supreme Court's going to start changing the wording some so they can start backing out and reneging on some of that. It had to happen. It was a Ponzi scheme to start with. It could not last.
No. And you know, Also, I wanted to, there's a lot of reasons why people leave states. The main reason, it is true with taxes, but also because of jobs and wages.
Sure.
And you also have these multinational corporations. You have these big job, you have these big employers who move from states. So you're seeing competition amongst the states. You know, and taxes are, you know, one of the big items in which they can compete. And so this is why you see you saw Boeing move, you saw a lot of these big corporations move to these states, and these states will then offer all these tax cuts. And guess who pays for those? Uh-huh. The taxpayer. So therefore, your property taxes have to rise. So it's, you might have jobs coming up, but your other taxes are going to explode that perhaps wouldn't normally have, because you have to start paying for these. It's just a never-ending circle, Butch.
It has to be, yes. And when you think about tune-up, let's face it, I'm not getting younger, and you're not either. And we'll say the now older generation that depends on their retirement funds just to survive, pay utilities, and buy food. If they start cutting back on that, and they're having a hard time making it now, what's it going to mean to in the future? And again, it's going to happen. It's already happening. State of Minnesota, Colorado are all watching this. And if California gets by with cutting these return benefits, you betcha that the other states are going to follow the same thing. Illinois is bankrupt. West Virginia, for the first time ever, is in the hole financially. So it's going to end, Melody. There's no way around it. It has to come to an end. It can't go on like that forever. So what other answer can he come up with besides cutting it? I mean, would he do something else? Maybe. I don't know. But I know it's going to hurt people that are retired and depend on those things. Already cutting the insurances, health insurances. When you get older, generally that's when people need the insurances more than the other time. So it's going to hurt. And if they don't, if people have something to back up what they've worked for so long, they're going to lose everything.
Well, you know, there's been so many rulings on these pensions, and they redistribute or they restructure, and it's just a matter of saying they're bankrupt, they're defaulting. You know, they use a nicer, kinder word for it, but basically, it's defaulting. It's changing the contract. They're voiding the contract that they had with the people,
people
with these
pension
plans.
People don't need to sweat this. They don't need to sweat it, because I just found out that shoppers are really counting on their tax refunds to pay the holiday debt. So don't worry, that's going to save
us. You can always depend on them.
But they actually went out and spent more this year because they got a tax cut. And if that's going to help pay for the refund, going to pay for the holiday debt. Now, that is plain old gambling. It's like playing the lottery. I mean, just plain old gambling that you're going to get enough money back and pay their Christmas debt. My goodness, people, we'll be smarter than that. I mean, gee whiz. Well, thank Melody. I just want to think. I'm just dumbfounded when I read these things, and people are actually that ignorantly optimistic that to go in the hole hoping that the tax will bail them out. The tax cut will bail them out. Is that absurd or what?
Well, we were told by the administration that everyone's getting tax cuts so they could go out and spend for Christmas. But we're going to have to take a break. We're going to have to take a break right now. We're going into our first break of the program today. So I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And we'll be back in just a few short moments.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
I'm Professor Butch Paul. We want to wish a Merry Christmas. Boy, I'm going back in time, aren't I? I'm anxious. I'm excited. I'm just, you know, just happy to be here today. And I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us today. Great day in gold and silver today. And what did you want to talk about next?
Well, I just looking, I was reading here, it's been 3 or 4 months ago. I think I may mention on my show one night, countries are starting to talk about doing something different other than welfare. They're going to start doing free money. And Finland started a year ago, in 2017, they started this, giving people free money. And the idea was, they said, this is what they said the idea was, reducing bureaucracy in the welfare system is one of the main aims of the universal basic income trial in Finland. The government is testing whether basic income is more flexible policy than existing welfare programs for providing assistance and work incentives to an evolving workforce. Now, this has been discussed actually as a worldwide phenomenon, that everybody in the world should get what they call the universal basic income. This has been tried right now in Finland. And they're going to do it up through 2018, see what happens in the year. But I'm just looking at this article and thinking, basic income. So when you're born, you already have a right to a basic income. I mean, you don't have to do anything. You know, you're going to get a basic income no matter what happens. Melody, that doesn't sound right to me.
One thing I was always taught was there isn't anything in this world that's free.
That's exactly right.
There's nothing free. So somebody has to pay for it. Now, this money also, it's unconditional cash to the citizens, employed or not.
Yes.
So they're thinking that it's going to help reduce poverty and inequality and increase individual liberty. So if you're working, you still get the money. So I don't know how that works.
Well, you think about it. Go ahead.
But you know what? This universal income, you know, they're using Finland as a test sample. And because they do want to promote it everywhere, you've got Bernie Sanders. You know, he thinks it's, he likes the idea. Mark Zuckerberg. You have all these other tech billionaires that are behind this basic idea of handing out this cash because they know that what they're creating, that the technology is going to replace people's jobs. This is their way of saying, hey, you know, you governments need to pay for these people because we're going to replace them with robots. And what I say, let them pay for it. If they want to have some sort of universal income because their inventions, their creations of technology improves manufacturing and how the world runs, let them pay for it. Let them pay for the people who lose their jobs. Don't dish it onto the backs of taxpayers. I mean, we give them enough subsidies and everything else to begin with. And now here's something else. So they're going to create the problem, and then they want governments to fix the problem temporarily. It would only be a temporary fix, but anyway, that's this is a test.
It is a test. But what has our welfare system done to this nation today? How much has it increased in our lifetime, new handouts, new ways to give people monies, free housing, free medical care, free clothing? How much has it increased in our lifetime, LD? It's supposed to solve poverty. It's supposed to put people back to work and give them a city to work. But I know for a fact, I know personally, handfuls of people who do as well not working as I have working for 40-some years, 50 years. I know that. I see it with my own eyes. They don't want to go to work. I've had them tell me that if they go out making money, they'll lose their benefits. I've had a young lady, a single mother, whose husband left her years ago, working two jobs, went to the to try to get some help at the human resources. They said she made like $1,000 too much a year. So she had a choice. She'd keep working two jobs, quit one job, or want to get the help. She chose to keep working. I admire her for that. But nonetheless, it's an incentive not to work. I see it everywhere. And we are funding it with our fiat currencies. That's how it's working.
And you're right. It isn't these programs that were created were initially to help you transition through a hard temporarily help you transition through a hardship. Instead, the rules that they created for these programs, they're more of an incentive not to work. You're penalized if you're trying to do something better for yourself. And they wrote these programs, and it's incentives, of course, not to work, not to be productive. And it's and temporary, as you mentioned. So it's
How does that go ahead? I'm sorry.
Now they want to go in there and all of a sudden fix these programs.
Yeah.
They need money for the tax cuts. So now they're going to go in and fix these programs. You know you can't fix government programs. Does anybody understand that? You can't fix government programs.
Well, this always leads to further tyranny. Also, people will not bite the hand that feeds them, Melody. I mean, government can do about anything it wants to, as long as they're giving the people their free circuses and bread. If King George would have fought back in 1775 and said, hey, instead of taking a gun, just give them some free food stamps and free bread, he may have weakened the will of the people in 20, 30 years where they wouldn't have fought for anyway. They like what they're getting from Britain for free, so to speak. So that's another way to undermine the people's idea of what they believe in freedom. Today, the idea of freedom is getting a check in so you can go out and party or go out and do what you want to. That's what the idea of freedom is today. Give me my check and I'll go to the movies. That's freedom, but that's destroyed the people's initiative to understand what is really morally right and wrong in a lot of different areas. So, and to be quite honest with you, a lot of people that go to church every day and call themselves Christians are stealing by living off their new God by lying to get the benefits or not want to go to work to keep the benefits. That Melody, is thievery, just as if you used a gun. It's the same thing. If you use a pink pen or a gun, you've still stolen if you falsified the facts to get that money. Now, I'm telling the truth of that, and you know I am.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about politicians that have been bought and paid for. You can almost say that we have, not all citizens, not everyone that's on the programs, but large in part, we as citizens have been bought and paid for also.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
We've had the carrot dangled in all levels of income. We've had carrots dangled in front of us, thinking that we could live this lifestyle, live this particular way. And the only thing that, you know, and all it was about was to manipulate the people to continue to purchase. So you have this, I mean, it's really kind of a sick culture that we live in to some degree. I mean, but it goes back. We have citizens that have kind of been bought and paid for. We have
That's
these
true.
Programs. We have these programs, and they're corrupt. They don't help people. They help people. No, they help some people, I should say. But you're right. They've it's been abused, and now we're at a level that they can't be paid for. And now that they're at a level that they're going to be cut, and now we're at a level where people are going to resist, and it's not, you know, that are going to react, I should say.
Well, people have lost a lot of them on their systems, and not everybody, as you said, but the masses have lost their incentive to produce and work, but they will riot.
Yes, they will.
They will go in the streets, they'll break windows, they'll turn over cars, they'll set them on fire, they'll steal, they'll break in the stores, take what they want. They will do that because we have made a society of leeches that feed off the healthy body, the once healthy body of this nation. They're parasites that feed off people that are willing to work, and they will not peacefully shut up and go away. We fed them too long. You cut off their sugar tit now, they're going to throw a fit. They're like a baby that's got used to it. They're going to throw a fit, and they're not going to quit to get it back. They're going to cause problems. Melanie, we did that to ourselves as a nation. We allowed, my mind's going to break, Johnson to start the Great Society. He's going to eliminate poverty. You remember that, right?
Oh, I remember it.
Oh, yeah. He's going, and you know, who didn't think, well, hey, he's going to do away with poverty? He's increased poverty at least threefold. He's caused more destruction to society. We build public housing for people to live in, and within 2 or 3 years, it's almost destroyed. It's full of drugs and violence. And we pour more money into it. We're going to fix it with more money. That's been the cause of the problem to begin with. People have not learned to be independent, take care of themselves, provide for themselves in the future, and we have destroyed our children's future because of this, people, and that's a fact. That is a gospel fact.
And where do we go from here?
Well, I wish somebody could tell me. I mean, of course, I know the answer.
I know where we're going. I do, too.
Yes. I mean, I know the answer, but there's nobody going to listen anymore any longer because they're too used to this system. And now that 18 states are going to raise minimum wage, they start this month, raise minimum wage. I know for a fact, when I started working, really my first full-time job after I got married in 1971, the minimum wage was $2 an hour. That's what it was. And I was tickled to get $2 an hour. Then I just thought, man, it's great. You know, they went to $2.25 to whatever, $3.50 now. What is minimum wage now average? I don't know.
Oh, good Lord. Somewhere around there.
Around $10, I'm guessing.
Probably.
But a lot of folks don't know this. The minimum wage actually come into being by the federal government in 1938. Now let that sink in a minute. 1938, they started a federal mandate for minimum wages. Now, I wonder if that's because they already destroyed the economy by taking the gold-backed money out of the system, and they knew people were going to start hurting, so they made it a mandatory pay hour hourly of $25. I'm sorry, 25 cents an hour was mandatory in 1938. Now, in today's earnings, that's worth about $5. So back in 25 cents was mandated by the federal government clear back in 1938. Now, I wouldn't have thought that this would have been law that early on, but it was. That kind of shocked me to hear that the federal government had got involved in business and forcing businesses to pay a minimum wage clear back in 1938. I had no idea this that far back.
Yeah, and, you know, there is a relationship to the 1933, to the confiscation of gold and silver. They wouldn't have been able to do that if we had our money still backed by gold and silver. And it's you know, people just don't realize. And I keep coming back to it and say we can't fix anything until they fix our monetary system. Because it all comes back to that. I mean, that's what and if it isn't fixed, this just continues until it collapses on its own, and then they won't have a choice but to address it, and that's where we're headed.
Mel, it's not going to happen in America. We're Americans. It can't happen here. It's because it happened in other nations around the world over and over and over and over and over again.
Instead of telling people to buy gold and silver, just sell it because you're not going to need it, right?
You're not going to need it. You know, get some paper currency in your hand. Go out and buy yourself a new car or something. You know, whatever.
I just saw a flying unicorn.
Okay. Yeah. I just saw the pig around the house a couple times. Anyway, but you know, in 1970, that's about the year that I told you that the first time. Got a job at a sawmill, $2 an hour. In 1970, $2 an hour, it's worth about $10.50 now, average, on inflated dollars. So it's still minimum wage today. $2 is still minimum wage today, $10.50. Now, think about that. How much have we gained by raising minimum wage. With the inflation rate, it caused more inflation. Businesses started charging more. If McDonald's got to pay a worker $15 an hour, the Big Mac is not going to sell as cheap as it did last time. It's going to be higher. Businesses have to make a profit. And not only that, either they raise prices or they start laying people off and cutting hours. Either way, the people lose. We all lose. Now, I was on the opposite of the camp 40 years ago. I was on the opposite of the camp. I thought, man, we all need a pay raise. Minimum wage is great. Then I got to thinking about this and grew up a little bit and realized it's not great. It's going to mean people don't have jobs. It's going to mean young people can't find jobs out of school. And it's going to make prices go up. So who wins on this scenario? Nobody wins. Nobody. I mean, I'd rather work for 40 hours for $10 an hour than I would 10 hours for $15 an hour, wouldn't you?
The only reason government is behind raising minimum wage so they can get more taxes. That's the only reason. I mean, nobody wins, and you're absolutely correct. Nobody wins, but it's never explained. Like, sounds like a great idea. Oh, wow, make sure that I, get a raise and there's a minimum wage. I can't work for less and so forth. Sounds great, but it isn't. It's just like anything else. They present these programs like it's something great, and just like the inflation in this country. Oh, they won't admit that it's inflation. It's prosperity. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
It's prosperity is killing us.
people might live in nice homes. You have nicer cars to drive. You have TVs in every room. But that's all on debt. The majority of that is all on debt. It's not wealth.
Again,
prosperity.
It is not. It is not prosperity. What if we give up for our children's future for this? It's all paper prosperity. We go out and borrow money. We go in debt for 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, 7 years to buy a car that we really don't need that bad. Problem. Not a $40,000 pickup. Come on, people. I mean, gee whiz. That's ridiculous. But then people pay the kind of money for a new pickup, $40,000, $45,000. They're in debt for 7 years at $400 or $500 a month. Melody, think about that. What you're paying. That's called inflation and paper money floating around for nothing. I see this happening, and I've seen people lose their home because of it. They bought it to be a car or lost a car. I just talked to a young lady a little while ago who just lost a van. She overspent. Now she can't get a car because her credit's bad.
And this is what fiat currency does. When your currency loses value, it has no meaningful value to it. For people to go out who shouldn't, there's people out there who can afford $40,000 and $50,000 vehicles, but there's a lot of people who can't and shouldn't. Does anybody realize how much better are these cars to mean that they're valued at $40,000 and $50,000?
Well, it has a backup camera, for goodness sake. It has a backup camera. And
turn
it's got
your
Bluetooth.
Head.
Yeah, exactly. It's got Bluetooth, and it's got all these fancy things now,
It's just like, I have a backup camera in my car, and my family will say to me, well, why don't you, when I'm backing up, I turn my head and say, I can't see. They'll say, we'll use the camera. It's like, no. We'll talk about this in just a few more minutes. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're back. Once again, thank you for joining us. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival, and I'm here with my co-host for Tuesdays and Thursdays, Pastor Butch Paul, and we're getting right into the new year, 2018, a great day for gold and silver, and with prices rising, let's just continue with that special for Silver Eagles 2018, no shipping. How about no shipping until the 2018s are released and we get them shipped out in the next couple of weeks? So 1-800-375-4188, no shipping on our Silver Eagles, but you must purchase 20 or more to be able to have that free shipping. 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at DGScoins.com. DGScoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And that will come out later today. We're running a little behind because of the new year and the holidays and the time off. And, you know, it was a hectic one. And in the newsletter, I do have the article by Doug Noland from the Credit Bubble Bulletin website, and he really did an excellent job of putting together what the 2017 you can't deny was a phenomenal year in a lot of ways. I mean, you've got the Trump presidency, you have major tax legislation, you had endless stock market records, you have cryptocurrencies hitting all these record highs, and yet the main story of the year was the amount of debt that the central bankers have pumped into the system just to keep it going, just to make those numbers appear the way they have. And so the loose global financial conditions, the money available is freer than ever. And even though you hear talks of our Federal Reserve saying that they're looking, you know, to, you know, start increasing our rates, but they really haven't. Big deal what they've done so far. Big deal. So it's an excellent article. So make sure you go to the website, DGScoins.com, sign up for the newsletter, and I think you'll really enjoy that article if you can't get to his website, CBB.com. So very interesting. And very on the point. I don't think there isn't another analyst out there that I actually agree with as much as I do him. So,
well, you must be right then. If you agree with him, he's got to be right. You know that.
But he really is right.
Well, I will say this too. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
The one thing I do like about him, there's no sensationalism there. I mean, it's all fact.
It's like Bob Chapman. And, Bob Chapman, yep. Same way. Yep.
Same exactly. Way. Exactly.
And folks, I want to tell you that the Silver Eagles, Melody, tell you that's my favorite coin. That's one I really like. And in my opinion, $2 to buy a cup of coffee just about anywhere in the country, silver will increase percentage-wise more than gold over the years. That's my opinion. Now, I didn't say don't buy gold. I did not say that. For goodness sake, don't take that way. But the silver eagle are beautiful coins, and I give my grandchildren one each birthday, and I have for several years now. And they understand what it means, and they understand that it's really worth something. And that if you hold one in your hand, Melody, you know it's worth something. Hold a silver eagle in your hand, folks, and a paper dollar in the other hand, and see which one feels like it's worth something to you. Now think about that a minute. You hold real silver in your hand or a piece of paper, Melody. Which one do you think you'd prefer? I ask people all the time. Now, I can pay you, let's say I can pay you $200 a day of paper, or I can pay you $50 a day of silver. Which one do you want?
Well, you know which one I'd want. I'd be taking the silver all day
long. Absolutely, all day long, because you way outnumber the paper money. But see, you have to get them to think about this first. You have to lay down in front of them and say, now, which one would you prefer? 100, 200 of these, or even 25 of these will still outweigh this 200, because they're worth that much more. But when you do that, I've taken $100 of silver eagles in a bag, a $100 bill, an old bill that was still a silver certificate, and a new bill, and lay them down on the table in the church services and other places, and all right, which one is worth the most? Here's $100, here's $100, and here's $100. Now, this one is paper. It's backed by nothing, but it says $100. This one says $100, and it says you can redeem in any bank for $100 silver dollars. So it's backed by this bag of silver dollars. Now, which one of these three would you like to take home with you? And the answer, you can figure the answer is almost always silver dollars, duh. So anyway, but until you hit them in the head with a tuba fork to get their attention, they can't grasp the idea that our paper today is worth nothing. It's absolutely worth nothing except we think it's worth something. So we take it to the store, we fill the car up, we give them a $20 bill, and they think it's worth something, so they'll pass it around to somebody else. Nothing of value changes hands, but everybody's paying their debts with it. But they're not paying their debts with it. They're transferring it. So, come on. They really fixed this mess. You got me confused now.
You know what? It's just amazing how it does work. But we know it only works temporary. There isn't any other, government or any other country, any other nation, any other civilization that has been able to make the fiat currency work. And yet we continue to go back to it because, of course, there's people that's how they extract the power from the people. That's how they extract the wealth from the people. Yeah. And the people go right along with it until the end comes. And then there'll be a little period of time where, we got this fixed, and then it'll happen all over again. So,
Well, I would like to cover one more article before we run out of time. This hour goes by so fast. Melody, I want to thank you for having me on here. I enjoy talking to you. And by the way, Melody will be on my program tomorrow night, folks, at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock p.m. Melody will be joining me on my program that airs all the country also on different stations, on the Internet, in different places. But anyway, store closures, Melody, in 2017, you said a good year, and it was a lot of ways, I guess. But we had almost 2,000 store closures. And looks like we'll have more in 2018. Now, this is what the article says. A larger than average slew of retail bankruptcies and stores being shuttered rocked the industry this year, making headlines and dragging even some of the better performing companies such as Home Depot, TJ Maxx, and Costco down with the dismal news. So far in 2017, 6,985 stores closure announcements have been made, according to a tracker from FGRT, that's formerly Fund Global Retail and Technology. That's up more than 200% from a year ago. Store closures are a major theme in U.S. retail, as many overspace retailers are reacting to the migration of sales online and closing physical locations. Now, that online sales sounds great, Melody. It's volume and it's money. But how many jobs are lost, real jobs are lost, when 2,000 stores close?
And that is my biggest question. Why have we not seen those job losses filter through on the unemployment numbers? Of course, we just went through the holidays, and of course, a lot of people are hired for that help. So I'm assuming that beginning this year, we're going to see some massive layoffs actually begin to filter through.
Well, each one of these stores, and by the way, I just got a list of them. Just I'll mention quick. Radio Shack led the pack a long ways. They closed 1,470 stores. Payless was next with 700. Rue 21 with 400. It goes on down to Carway Dead Bottom, H&M, 3. But in between there, JCPenney, Dollar Tree, closed 74 stores. That sounds like a little bit of nothing. But let's just assume. Now, we know it's more than this. But let's say there's 10 people working at these stores. Multiply that times 7,000. How many people is that out of work?
A lot.
A lot. And what's that mean if they're out of work and if they, well, I don't know. Well, does it mean that you're going to get unemployment benefits, of course? But would they get on welfare then and get some of this free money? And then, you know, would they get on CHIP and all the other policies? Would they ever want to go back to work? And these are things we got to ask yourself. This temporary fix has turned into a nightmare. It's destroying the economy. We produce nothing in this country more. Everything we sell in these stores, Sears stores, are shutting down. And everything they sell basically is made overseas and shipped back here. So what's America producing? And now they're shutting the stores down. Folks, this is serious stuff. I'm dead. This is beyond serious. This is a reckoning coming in this country. It's already started. If you're not investing in something tangible, I feel sorry for you, because I'm talking from experience here. If I invested in something tangible years ago, Melanie, some years ago, you remember when I cashed in some of my silver mm-hmm. and paid a surgery for my son. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
$20,000. Now, folks, listen to me. The most I've made in my life any one year is about over $30,000 working. I'm 69 years old. Usually average $20,000 a year. I would never have saved $20,000 anywhere else. If I put money back, a silver dollar or two at a time, some silver coins, some junk silver once in a while, I wouldn't have had that $20,000 to pay for my son's surgery. Now, that's the truth. I'm telling you, Melly Seastrom can help you plan for the future, and it may actually save your child's life one day. Now, I'm telling you, my son would tell you the same story. You need to call her at 800-375-4188, and don't wait till next month to do it. Do it today or tomorrow. 800-375-4188. What you can spend on precious metals, do it. I intend to, in the near future, I hope, Melody, to buy some more for you myself, because I want to put more back. But because of you and Bob Chapman and other people that helped me understand this, you helped save my youngest son's life. And I want to thank you for that. Patrick wants to thank you for that.
And he's a wonderful, wonderful person, your son.
Patrick's a good guy, really is. By the way, he's 39 years old, still single, ladies.
Single. Well, I'm 39 and still
single. Well,
I'm 39 and still single. So if anybody's going to do any matchmaking on this program, it's going to be me.
But anyway, I want more grandbabies. But nonetheless, I'm telling you now that...
I don't want that.
Do what?
No grandbabies here.
I was a grandbaby. I already got six. But I paid my house and land off 17 years early, paid for his surgery that saved his life. All that because I listened to folks like you 20-some years ago. Now, to me, that's outstanding. That is phenomenal. That is a word that I can't think big enough to use to tell you what it means to me. If I hadn't done that, what would I have done? How would I pay my bills today? How would I pay for my son's surgery? Now, these are things folks need to think about.
Yeah, folks, don't let people talk you out of your gold. You know, you need to be accumulating, because the system is coming down. And those that are aware of it, the government, they're all out. They're all protected. But they depend on people being naive. They depend on people being caught up in the moment where they can't see into the future, where they don't prepare for the future. They actually think that their retirement accounts with their employers are safe, and that is their future. Well, it isn't. Not as long as you let somebody else control your finances. Get it protected, and of course, gold and silver. But give me a call. Talk to me. I'd be more than, you know, talk things over with you. So 1-800-375-4188. There's just a couple more things I wanted to touch on today. Orrin Hatch, he's retiring. About time. He's only 80. But, you know, we're going to have to question, is there going to be a Senator Romney? So we know that President Trump didn't want Orrin Hatch to retire. And so I'm not sure if Trump was concerned that Romney would take his place, if he could actually win the senator's race in that state or not, in Utah or not. So there was also another interesting report that I saw where the scientists have accidentally found an Alzheimer's treatment. So not that that means anything, but I think that's kind of interesting. That came out of New York at CBS. It's a really nice breakthrough if that's the case, because that's a very...
That would be great.
But so I just wanted to touch on those couple of things. You were just about out of time here. Those were the biggest headlines. So there's another big storm coming. It's not a heat wave, Pastor Butch.
No. It's not Brooklyn, a heat wave. Hey, global warming is not working. We've had record lows all the country. So we need to call Al Gore and ask him what happened.
Yes, where's he at when you need him?
But exactly.
Also something interesting, tomatoes. There's going to be a shortage of tomatoes, so prices are going to be rising, and that was Florida's crop from the hurricane. There's shipments coming from Mexico, which just really irritates me why we can't have our own tomatoes. And so you might see prices on tomatoes, but is this there's a nationwide shortage. And I did not know that. So, kind of interesting. Any final moments, minutes, or comments you'd like to say, Pastor Butch?
You mean comments? Okay.
Thank you.
I could add a lot more than in some news headlines, but I just have to tell you again, Melody, that being with you means a lot to me, and I've learned so much from you over the years, talking to you on the phone, in person, on the air. And you and I still say this, I dearly miss Bob Chapman and what he taught me over the years. But folks like you have changed my life, and I know you've done for other people. And if you're out there tonight and you're questioning what should you do, at least give Melody a call. Let me explain to you what the benefits are of owning precious metals. It's a toll-free call, 800-375-4188. Talk to Melody, ask her what she'd recommend, and do what you can. You don't have to buy a boatload. If you only afford 10 coins or 10 silver dollars or whatever, Melody will accommodate you and help you get this thing started. You'll never, ever regret this. Ever. It won't happen. And the future comes when things are falling apart around you financially. You'll have something called Melody. And say, Melody, I like to cash in some of these to pay some bills off like I did. And the money will be there to do that with. That's how important it is.
You
go up to the neighbor and barter.
Absolutely. And if you need a boatload, we can provide you with a boatload of coins, too.
There you go. Okay. Oh, my.
All righty. We're out of here. It's been fun. It's been great. It's a change. But I'm welcoming the change. It's going to be a great transition into 2018. And I want to thank you for being here with me. Tomorrow, we have Wendy Wilson and Dave Allen will be joining us for the Wednesday program. And you'll be back on Thursday. So I'm looking forward to that. And again, folks, be safe out there. And until then, may God bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye.